The FBI is asking the public to help identify more of the people who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A new series of videos on the FBI website shows the mob punching and beating officers. It also shows rioters using what appear to be batons and baseball bats and dousing some police with chemical sprays. Still, some have falsely claimed that the Capitol rioters were not really armed that day. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach reports on why that's just not true.
Not long after the Capitol riot, Republican Senator Ron Johnson said this.
The fact of the matter is, this didn't seem as like an armed insurrection to me. I mean, when you hear of armed, don't you think of firearms?
It's become a popular narrative that the Capitol riot was not really armed. It's also misleading. First, let's talk about guns. It is true that the only gun fired on January 6th was by law enforcement, who killed rioter Ashley Babbitt. But the Justice Department has brought gun charges against at least three people connected to the violence at the Capitol, though those three are not alleged to have breached the building. One of those defendants, Lonnie Kaufman, allegedly parked his truck near the Capitol filled with what a federal judge called a small armory.
Authorities seizing from Kaufman's truck multiple firearms, a crossbow, and a cooler containing particularly lethal homemade Molotov cocktails.
Prosecutors have also cited evidence from Facebook posts and witness statements that other rioters brought guns onto Capitol grounds, too. Capitol Police estimate around 800 people breached the building, but the vast majority were not arrested or searched at the time, so we just don't know exactly how many might have been carrying guns. But the other weapons people were armed with, those were plainly visible from the footage that day. FBI investigators say there were batons, fire extinguishers, baseball bats, clubs, at least one stun gun, as well as pepper spray. Those weapons are often classified as less lethal, but police expert Lorenzo Boyd says they can still be deadly.
What we do know is there were a lot of other weapons that could be lethal weapons as applied.
Officials say more than 100 officers were injured on January 6th.
Multiple law enforcement injuries!
Suffering gouged eyes, concussions, and damaged spinal discs. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was allegedly sprayed by two rioters with an unidentified chemical and died the following day. Authorities still have not identified his exact cause of death. NPR has been tracking every single criminal case related to the Capitol riot. It's now more than 300. And of those cases, we've identified nearly 40 that reference a suspect wielding some sort of weapon.
This was a pretty heavily armed crew of people compared to what you usually see at protests.
That's Heidi Byrick, co-founder of the Global Project on Hate and Extremism. She's followed extremist groups for decades.
Even when you see people who are armed at protests in states, for example, where they have open carry laws, they aren't storming into a building using the weapons in the way that we saw at the Capitol.
What's clear is that given the weaponry seen on January 6th, things could have been a lot worse. But Byrick is concerned that efforts to downplay the violence are less about the facts than about politics.
There's a reluctance on the part of some in conservative circles to accept that domestic terrorism is largely coming from right-wing extremist groups.
And to actually confront violent extremism in this country, she says we have to be clear about just how dangerous it can be. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.